Pipsqueak and the Ogres. A long time ago in the Rogue Valley, there was a little village of trolls. And in this little village, there was a little troll, and his name was Pipsqueak. Recently, a red dragon had come to the valley and had burned some of their cottages. But through some good luck and quick thinking, Pipsqueak had saved the day. Soon after the dragon was gone, the trolls set to rebuilding their village. The entire town pitched in and helped, and soon there were cozy troll cottages sprouting up where once there was only scorched ground. As each cottage was completed, there would be a party for the family moving in, with lots of good food, musicians, and games. There was a party somewhere almost every night. Once all the trolls were settled into their new cottages, the harvest season was upon them. Rogue Valley trolls grew many types of foods, but they were known for their corn, their chili peppers, and most of all, their pears. There was still plenty of popcorn left over from the dragon. The trolls made popcorn cakes and popcorn bread and just popcorn with butter and salt, but there wasn't much corn to harvest, as the dragon had burned most of it up. So the trolls moved on to harvesting their chili peppers. The trolls grew many types of chilies, habaneros, serranos, jalapenos, but the chili pepper they grew the most of was the prized weeping dragon, a chili pepper so spicy it was believed that if a dragon ate it, it would make it cry. Trolls grew chili peppers almost everywhere, not just in their gardens, but also on their windowsills, on their porches, and sometimes even on their roofs. This year, the chili peppers were exceptionally spicy, more so than anyone could remember before. Some thought it was magic from the dragon's breath that made them so spicy, but it was probably just the extra hot summer. The trolls made hot sauce with their chili peppers, mashing the peppers in big iron pots and cooking it down over a low fire with some crab apple vinegar and a pinch of sea salt. While they cooked, they had a weeping dragon eating competition. This year, the peppers were so spicy that most trolls could only manage a nibble or two. Third place took one bite, second place took two bites, and this year's winner, Pipsqueak, ate an entire weeping dragon. It did make him turn bright red and his eyes water, though. After the chili harvest comes the pear harvest, the last harvest of the season. There are many orchards just on the other side of Bear Creek from the troll village. Pears were harvested about the time of the first frosts, and sometimes arbor trolls spent the night tending burning smudge pots in the orchards to keep the frost from ruining the pears. But before the pears were harvested, a troll scout, who had been stationed on Mount Ashland, came running excitedly into town with a report. "There is a tromp of ogres heading toward Siskiyou Summit," he said breathlessly, a tromp being the word for a group of ogres. This was concerning, as sometimes ogres came from California and raided in Oregon. But what could they be after? Thought the trolls. The trolls decided to send Pipsqueak to spy on the ogres' camp that night. Long after dark, Pipsqueak, who could be very quiet, crept up on the ogres' camp and saw them sitting around a bonfire made of whole trees. He listened to the ogre captain making their plans. "Tomorrow, if the trolls are still there, we will smash some of their houses, and if then they don't leave, we'll smash some of them." With that, one ogre, much larger than the rest, gasped out loud. "And I don't want to hear anything from you," said the ogre captain, pointing at the large ogre. "An ogre is of no use unless he smashes, so tomorrow you must do some smashing. I wouldn't have even brought you except you can carry twice as many pears as any other ogre." The large ogre frowned. Pipsqueak quietly crept away and headed back to the troll village. Once there, he called a meeting. "They are coming for our pears, I heard them say," said Pipsqueak. "What shall we do?" thought the trolls. "We could harvest the pears now as fast as we can," said a troll. "No, we could never pick them all, And even if we could, where would we hide them all? Said Pipsqueak. We could fight the ogres, said another troll. We are good fighters, and we have you, Pipsqueak. They have a giant ogre in their tromp, who we could never defeat, let alone all the others too, said Pipsqueak. With that, they all sat thinking. I have an idea, said Pipsqueak. I need everyone to get all the buckets and brushes they have and meet me on the edge of the orchard on the other side of Bear Creek. After getting their brushes and buckets, they found Pipsqueak in the orchard with a giant pot of Weeping Dragon hot sauce. We're going to paint the pears with hot sauce, said Pipsqueak. We can't paint all the pears, but paint all you can starting there on the edge and going back into the trees. Soon, the entire town was helping, holding ladders, filling buckets with hot sauce, and painting the pears. By morning, the trolls had painted as many pears as they could, and then they hid the brushes and the buckets and the leftover hot sauce, and they waited on the banks of Bear Creek. They didn't wait long until the ogres came lumbering into town. They smashed one house, and then saw the trolls all standing by the creek. Oh-ho, said the ogre captain, you're going to try and stop us from taking those pears, are you? Pipsqueak stepped forward. No, because you don't want these pears. Oh, I think you are wrong, little troll, and we're going to take them no matter what you do. You won't like them, said Pipsqueak. Only Rogue Valley trolls like to eat them. I'll be the judge of that, said the ogre captain. Okay, said Pipsqueak, and waded across the creek into the orchard. Pipsqueak picked a bucket of pears, and then, as he waded across the creek, carried a pear in his hand. That pear he sometimes put in the water. Once on the other side, he gave the ogres each a pear, taking the one in his hand for himself. Pipsqueak said, Now let's all take a bite. With that, they all took big bites, including Pipsqueak. After just a tiny moment, the ogres were spitting out their pears, choking and gasping and turning red, while they cried, These pears are terrible, awful. We like them very much, said Pipsqueak. Pipsqueak handed his pear to the troll who took second place in the Weeping Dragon eating competition, and he took a bite. And then he handed the pear to the troll who took third place in the Weeping Dragon eating competition, and she took a bite and shrugged. The ogres couldn't believe what they were seeing, and they could barely see at all. We don't want your stupid pears, said the ogre captain. But then the very large ogre came forward, walked right past the trolls, through the creek, and then far back into the orchard to the pears that had no hot sauce on them. He picked a pear and walked back to the edge of the creek. He took a big bite, chewed, and swallowed, and then stood there for a moment, looking quizzical. Then his eyes opened wide, he grabbed his throat, and he gave a huge yell. He fell to the ground with a huge thump, twitched once, and then lay still. The other ogres burst into laughter. What a wimp! So huge and such a weakling, said the ogre captain. With that, the tromp of ogres turned and walked out of the village, heading back towards Siskiyou Pass. The trolls looked at the big ogre lying on the bank of the creek. A troll said, Is he dead? How? That was a good pear. The trolls crept closer and closer to get a look at the big ogre. Then all of a sudden, the big ogre sat right up, and the trolls gave a yelp and scattered into the orchard. The ogre laughed and laughed, holding onto his belly. Pipsqueak crept forward out of the orchard and spoke to the ogre. Are you okay? Said Pipsqueak. The ogre stood up, tall as the trees, and walked up to Pipsqueak and poked him in the chest with his big finger. You fooled the ogre captain, and now you are my new captain, he said. I am not a captain, said Pipsqueak, so how about we be friends instead? Yes, said the ogre. I am Clog of the Shasta Ogres, and held his hand out. Pipsqueak put his comparably tiny hand in Clog's, and they shook. And I am Pipsqueak of the Rogue Valley Trolls. Did you like the pear? Oh, yes, it was delicious, said Clog. The other trolls gathered around and began to cheer. Hip hip hooray for Pipsqueak! Hip hip hooray for Pipsqueak! And with that, Clog bent down and lifted Pipsqueak up onto his shoulder. They paraded about the streets of the village, while the other trolls cheered for Pipsqueak for the second time this autumn. And that very evening, they started to build a very large cottage for Clog to live in. The end.